Hey, it's Tony Bruschi, and this is our Week in Review. Over the weekend, taking a look back at some of the most compelling conversations and stories that we've covered for you of the last week. Brand new episodes back Monday morning, bright and early, 5 a.m. here on the podcast.
Murder in the Morning from the Hidden Killers Podcast.
When I say ritualistic killing, what comes to mind, Stacey?
Satanism, standing at the top of a mountain with burning bushes and things like that. Am I right?
That was last weekend for me. I was standing by a burning bush doing a little ritualistic exercise. I don't know. I've always been fascinated by people. I'm not saying murder ritualistic. I've been fascinated by what people think they're going to get out of some sort of ritualistic act. I when it comes to some sort of belief system, not just your ritual is getting up every morning and making coffee, but more so, I'm going to do this because it's going to make the gods or God or whatever look good upon me. And especially when it's something horrible, like the allegations that we have in the Delphi murder case of their murders being a ritualistic act.
Ritualistic killings and sacrifices, blood offerings, that kind of thing has been around for many centuries. The Mayans, I mean, if you go visit Mexico, there's all sorts of altars and things like that you can see. And it's been part of human history for a long time. But as we've evolved, and not saying that they weren't an evolved people, but we are a different civilization now. We don't typically do this. It's not something that is acceptable anymore.
You hear of it in history, but when do you hear of, and they did this ritual, and then suddenly they had all these powers they wanted? Never.
Yeah, it never turned out that way.
It never turns out that way. And it's amazing how long people just kept doing it with this belief that, yeah, I'll be the one. I'm going to be the one that's going to get all the goods from God because I killed this person or that person.
But isn't that why we buy lottery tickets? We think we might become the one.
There you actually have some odds. There is a chance that those numbers could happen. The odds of a Norse god, Odin, looking down favorably upon you because you knocked off two teenage girls on a railroad track. I'm sorry, you're just psychotic if that's what you think. If in fact that's what's going on. There is a new defense out there right now that's being discussed in terms of the Delphi murders and the accusations that have been surrounding Richard Allen, who's accused of being the killer. And I got the whole document here. One of our guests who's closely tied got me the actual copy of it. It is sealed, but it was not sealed for about 2 hours online. So many people got their hands on this before the judge said that needs to be sealed. So we're going to do a little breakdown here of this document. This is the defense of Richard Allen. And I'm going to say some of this does sound pretty crazy because we're talking about ritualistic beliefs. The scary thing is a lot of the claims in here actually do check out.
Oh, boy.
And a lot of things were overlooked or not looked at all or ignored or pushed to the side or covered up. I don't know, that really don't necessarily point towards Richard Allen in any way, shape or form.
Oh, boy.
Let's just go through it before I just start spouting things off and going through it twice. In a recent development surrounding the Delphi murders, the memorandum filed with the Carroll County Circuit Court has shed light on potential links between the crime and followers of the pagan Norse religion, Odinism. The document that was filed in court recently suggested that members of Odinism, a religion hijacked by white nationalists, may have been involved in the ritualistic killings of Abigail Williams and Liberty German. And I want to note to you that I sent you a re-description of this episode, and I took the title name out of it just so you, when this is published, it's not there. Some key complaints in the document: Odinist signatures at the crime scene. The memorandum claims that symbols in the form of runes associated with Odinism were found at the crime scene. These runes were allegedly formed with sticks, fashioned with tree branches, and painted using the blood of one of the victims, Liberty German. The other connection, and we're just going to use initials here, we're not going to say any names, we're just going to say BH, an Odinite from Logansport, is highlighted in this document. due to his son's previous relationship with one of the victims, Abigail Williams. Abigail Williams and the son of an Odinist, B.H., as we're calling him, were kind of a couple. They were dating, quote unquote, as much as you're dating at that age.
I was going to say, we're talking about some very young kids
yes,
here.
You know, I'm saying it's a kid's dating, quote unquote. They're friends. Disturbing images on BH's social media, some mimicking the crime scene, were posted. They were discovered by a concerned citizen in Georgia. Despite these findings, the Unified Command, a group overseeing the investigation, quickly cleared him as a suspect. And I'm going to send you another description of this because I'm realizing as I'm going through this, there's some parts that I want to redact in terms of names. So that's kind of a big one right there. This person did have a lot of interesting connections there, more so than just I went for a walk that day and I voluntarily am telling you that I was in that area as the suspect that Richard Allen did when everybody said they were asked whose was there. He raised his hand and said he was there. If you killed somebody, do you think you're going to raise your hand and say you were there?
I wouldn't think so.
Yeah.
Unless what I keep going back to is, didn't Richard Allen confess to this crime to his wife?
Yes, but there are some very interesting allegations in this document that address that very issue. In a nutshell, some of the prison guards who wear Odinistic decals and such on their state-issued uniforms, the allegation is, and they do, and the allegation is that he was pressured into saying that to his wife on the phone under duress, basically, under a threat of, if you don't do this, we will go after your wife and children.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I need to look up these prison uniforms, but the uniforms of which you're...
Oh, they're in the document.
About.
I'll send you the document too. It's like 160 some pages.
That's not okay.
No, and then apparently there's quite a bit of Odinism that goes on here in rural Indiana that I was very surprised to hear that, but at the same point, why were all these things overlooked? The document criticizes law enforcement's decision to abandon the Odinism angle early in the investigation. The decision was reportedly based on an unidentified Purdue professor's opinion, which dismissed the possibility of an Odinist involvement. Here's the fun part about that. This professor might not actually exist. The person who went to the judge and said this or that, his name is Tony, is very much being looked at as he kind of made shit up to get Mr. Richard Allen arrested. Trying to
so
follow
Richard
some
Allen
lead.
Allen might just be the fall guy here.
Yeah, it kind of looks like that. I don't know. I've been following this case from a distance. I'm just starting to really dive into this, but a lot of the evidence does not point to the guy. The one thing that they have is a single bullet that was found in the hiking area and where the bodies were found. An unspent bullet, meaning it was never shot out of a gun, and the girls weren't shot.
They weren't?
They were not shot. So the question is, where did the, what does the bullet have to do with anything here? Other than maybe he was hiking that day and maybe he had one that fell out of his pocket? I don't know. It's one damning piece of evidence that very much links him to this crime, but that's about it. The Odinist.
How were the girls killed?
I believe stabbed and strangulation.
Wow. See, I had in my head that they were shot.
They were not shot.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the memorandum alleges that the prosecution withheld crucial evidence, including a letter containing information that could prove the innocence of Richard Allen. The letter sent by the Rushville Assistant Police Chief Todd, the former Rushville Assistant Police Chief Todd Click, expressed concerns about the direction of the investigation and the evidence against Allen. That was expressed very early on. It seems that there was a vigorous rush to try and put somebody on this after 5 years of the case being cold, and they finally went with Richard Allen. I don't know if they just spun a wheel and said, let's go with him, but there's not a lot that connects him truly to this. And there, if these this bombshell of a document of these allegations are true, this is one hell of a crazy case. Richard Allen has no connections to Odiism or any pagan cult. Furthermore, no forensic evidence, such as DNA or electronic data, links Allen to the crime scene. All the stuff that you kind of need?
Yeah.
Odinist and Westville Correctional Facility. The memorandum suggests that members of the Odinist cult are employed as corrections officials at Westville Correctional Facility, where Richard Allen is allegedly being threatened and mentally abused. Here's another weird thing about this whole case, and I think this is honestly connecting some dots as to why Richard Allen is in a maximum security prison. Keep in mind, he's not guilty yet. Innocent until proven guilty. You don't typically put those being tried for a crime into a maximum security prison. They're in jail. Two different places, two very different environments. The argument that was made to put him there was he's at risk if he was at the jail. We can't protect him adequately.
Why not?
Why can't you? I mean, it seems Brian Koberger's in a jail. It seems all these other very high-profile cases are in the local jail. Maybe you should figure that out, because it really kind of violates his rights to have been thrown into a prison setting, far more dangerous. And it's interesting the amount of correctional facility officers there that are Odinists that, if true, could have possibly pressured him into making that admission to his wife. Out of nowhere, by the way, just out of nowhere. That came.
Something stinks about this case. Going into this, I didn't realize what pieces were missing. And I do want to say, as somebody who's worked around animals, I know so many dogs named Odin. That, I mean, Odinist, I believe it revolves around like Viking and Nordic culture.
That's kind of how people got into this, is because of television and shows. The thought is that white nationalists have kind of hijacked this religion because they thought it looked cool. And the connection, here we go, because number one, there is that connection to BH and the sun. The belief is, and the accusations in this document are, that someone was not happy that one of these girls, the mother, was dating outside of her race, and that may have been some sort of connection to it. Obviously, I'm in no way saying it's bad to date somebody outside of your race. Fiance is. It's like, it's not a big deal. The longer we live, the more everyone's mixed, and I think it's wonderful. But it's, you have some of these white supremacists. I don't know. There's a lot of very big claims being made here, but it does show a lot of reasonable doubt towards Richard Allen, without a doubt. BH was never considered a suspect of the murders of Abby and Libby. State Trooper Jerry Holman, one of the law enforcement officers in charge of organizing and investigating the Delphi murders, claimed this in August 10th of 2023 in a deposition that H was not ever really a suspect either, which is interesting, because we're going to go off the one guy who voluntarily said he was there going for a hike versus someone who has a lot more connections here going on. It just seems something's not right. Another quote, Richard Allen has zero connections to any pagan cult or cults. And furthermore, no forensic evidence such as the DNA or electronic evidence links him to the girls or the crime scene itself. It's a large 160-some page document. It is sealed, so it should technically not be out there, but the court left it on their website, and it's out there now. So you're not going to get it from the court website, though.
Yikes. Boy, this is just, there's a lot of shit out there, isn't there?
There's a lot into this case. I'm very much wondering where this is going to go. I want to go through the document and read it in its entirety, because it really paints a very crazy picture. And I'm used to defense attorneys making up a lot of stuff, or not necessarily making up, but spinning a tale that would make their client appear to be innocent. This one, I mean, it feels pretty extreme, but a lot of it checks out.
This is going to be interesting to watch. I really, pagan cults and things like that, there is a whole element of our society that many of us don't know anything about, and it exists.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I think so many of us were shocked that this sort of stuff goes on. Not necessarily human sacrifice, but the beliefs and the following and some rituals and stuff, it does take place out there. We'll keep watching this throughout the week, including today, if you're on the feed and you're listening to this in the morning. Some great conversations here today with Bob Mata today and tomorrow, and I think Wednesday too. Talk also with several others about this case. Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author. We also dive into this quite a bit this week. So there's also a separate spinoff podcast where we're just going to put our interviews and content about the Delphi murders there. You can listen to it, called Delphi Murders Inside the Crime, anywhere you download podcasts. You can listen to all of that, of course, ad-free if you are a Premium Plus subscriber to our True Crime Today channel, which you can do if you're on Apple Podcasts right now. Just go and subscribe and get all the stuff ad-free. Lots to dig into here. We are, I think, just at the tip of the iceberg in this case.
You're locked into the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member, exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast, dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.